Yeah, host Keith the Madman, coming straight to you with movies, cigars, and a brew. Discussing movies while kicking back, whether they are good or they're bad. With the hottest movies and non-released, I am talking about details and what I see. So tune into the podcast while I vent with reviews, news, and nonsense, yeah.
And now, recorded live from the capital of the first state of these great United States, Keith.
Good evening. And tonight's movie that we're going to talk about is Hail Caesar. It's the sort of a dead man zone right now when you look at where we are on the calendar. I mean, it's February. We've had the Oscar list come out. And generally, this time of year, when you look at movies, this is when some of the movies that they're not that excited about, that being the movie houses or stuff that they kind of shelve. It's like a dumping ground to some extent. So this one comes as a surprise when you look at it. If you take a look, this is a movie by Ethan Coen and Joel Coen, the Coen brothers. And furthermore, if you take another look, you look at the people that are in it. I mean, it stars Josh Brolin, George Clooney, Alden Ehrenreich, Ralph Fiennes, Scarlett Johansson, Tilda Swinton, Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, Frances McDormand. It's a huge list. It seems like it's a star-studded cast with star-studded directors. How could we be watching this in the beginning of February? I mean, the Coen brothers alone were responsible for No Country for Old Men, Fargo, and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? These are, you know, just, you know, all great movies, legendary movies, practically at this point. You just would look at it and say, why are we watching this now? And, you know, you could go a step further and say, look, movies that are essentially about the movie industry itself do very well in Hollywood, especially by the Hollywood upper echelon, the people that, vote on Oscars. If you look at the last three out of 4 years, you have Birdman, Argo, and The Artist. These were all movies that were either heavily stylized in a former style or about the actual industry itself. In fact, all three of them were to a large extent. So this movie being in that vein, though it is tongue-in-cheek, how did it get dumped here in February? I'm going to tell you, it's basically, it misses the mark because of its reliance on very obscure inside jokes from the 50s and, you know, from the 50s film world. And, you know, I like to think I know some stuff about movies. I don't know how well versed I am in the 1950s lore and before, but taking that aside, I'm somebody who's in his 40s. Most moviegoers are not going to have that information. And I even struggled with this movie quite a bit. I didn't look at any of the reviews going out before or even knew anything about it other than watching the trailer, which I'll play at the end of this. It's not really a condemnation on people in general either. I mean, you just wouldn't have this background. And I'm not going to knock them for it either. They did something that I think that was dear to their hearts, perhaps, and there will be people that get it. I think even getting the jokes, this movie's going to come off flat. It did for me. And even the parts that I knew, I mean, one part, essentially this movie's about a kidnapping, and it's a kidnapping of Baird Whitlock, who's played by Clooney, by a group of communist writers. Now, if you saw Trumbo this year, you would have kind of gotten that inside joke. They really played it up in some obscure scenes with them talking and sitting, and Baird Whitlock, you know, actually is so dim-witted, he doesn't even hardly realize that he's been kidnapped, and he kind of goes along with everything that's going on. You have that going on as the main plot of the story. And there's a lot of stuff around it where they show these different types of old movies. I mean, you have Scarlett Johansson coming out of the water in the center of like a center pedal in an extravagant water ballet, and then you have Channing Tatum, doing his best work as a hoofer in a highly suggestively gay dance sequence with sailors. And then you have this cowboy extraordinaire played by Alden, who finds himself, suddenly cast into a role where he has to play like an Englishman in a drama, and he has a tough time doing it. And holding it all together is Josh Brolin's character Mannix, who essentially is the guy, almost gives you a feel of a mafia guy going out and doing dirty work and keeping things clean, and really bringing forward the characters and keeping people true to what they need to do to stay in the movie business and to keep making money. And so all that's in there, and some of the scenes that they really played up were these sequences that were obvious homages to the Westerns and to, you know, some of the Clark Gable types, and even the big, you know, massive undertaking with Hail Caesar itself is reminiscent of some of the stories that we saw back in those times, and how extravagant they were, and somewhat silly in their own way. But at the end of the day, each one of these sequences does not really play out very well. And as you're sitting there watching it, you're going, "Why? What is this about?" And you never quite lose that, and you never quite buy into all of it, or essentially care about the characters in here. There is a reason why this movie came out in February. It's not. I don't think I'd go to the theater to see it. I saw it as a screening this past week, but maybe take a look at it because there is some fun things about it. But it just didn't play out very well. I'm going to give it a C-, and I'm going to say, rent this one maybe when it comes out on Netflix if we're in that time period where there's really nothing to watch, because it's not one I'd go pay my money in the theater for, unless you just really like one of the characters. And to be honest with you, I almost felt that way for Scarlett Johansson, and yet I was not overly impressed even with her performance or the role that she had to play in this movie. Didn't bring her forward, so maybe next time. Anyway, stay tuned after a brief little message, and you can listen to the trailer.
You have been listening to the Movies, Cigars, and a Brew podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, and Stitcher. Find reviews of other movies, cigars, and beers at MoviesCigarsAndABrew.com. Give a like on Facebook or follow Keith on Twitter at MovieCigarBeer. Your trailer is coming up next.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
How long since your last confession, my son?
27 hours.
It's really too often. You're not that bad.
Here at Capitol Pictures, as you know, millions of people look to us for information and uplift and, yes, entertainment. And we're going to give it to them.
And action.
An army of technicians and actors and top-notch artistic people are working hard to bring to the screen our biggest release of the year. Hail Caesar is a prestige picture with one of the biggest stars in the world, Baird Whitlock.
A truth we could see if we had, but... if we had... Faith! Cut!
Mr. Mannix.
What's up?
The director can't find Baird Whitlock.
Somebody slipped it under my door.
We have your movie star. Gather $100,000 and await instructions. Who are we? The future. Hello, Bert.
Hello, Mr. Mannix.
Lawrence, Obi, thank you all for coming. The studio needs your help. Baird Whitlock has been kidnapped.
This is bad. Bad for movie stars everywhere.
She sings the perfect harmony.
Let's spend 24 hours. But we're looking for him.
We don't want it in the gossip columns.
This is going to cost the studio a lot of money.
And that's where you come in. I need some cash.
You must have very strong forearms. Is it hard squeezing it like that?
It's part of the job, miss.
I'd like to know what the hell is going on here.
20 million readers want the truth, Eddie.
Truth, yes.
Eddie?
So won't you tell me no truth? I want to holler your lines. Don't you tell me no truth? I want to holler your lines.
This is a drama, Mannix, a real drama.
Mr. Mannix, I know it sounds screwy, but someone's calling from the future.
Good Lord.
Wondering what's going on?